3.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. Enjoy ours on us at freetalklive.com. We continue taking your calls about what you want. Go to Steve, listening to WFLA-FM in Tallahassee. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve, going once. Steve.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hello. Hey, how you doing? It was Boca, not Tallahassee. Boca Raton, Florida.
My apologies, Steve. What's
on
your mind?
How you doing? No problem, no problem. No, I was just listening to your conversation. I listen to your show every Saturday, and I enjoy your show. And I was just wondering, it's still illegal to smoke marijuana in, what was it, New Hampshire?
That's right.
Pretty much in any place in the United States as long as it's recreational.
Yeah, so, it's illegal everywhere.
What, right. So, I mean, what did they expect to eventually happen? They knew that was eventually going to happen, right?
Well, yeah, I think that's what they knew was going to happen. But what do you think is worse? Is it worse to smoke cannabis in public, or is it worse to put peaceful people in prison cells?
Peaceful. Well, you can peacefully do a lot of illegal things, and it still doesn't mean you shouldn't be arrested for it.
What should you go to jail for?
You can peacefully rob somebody's house.
No, that's not peaceful.
There, say hello, greet them.
No.
And
no, anytime you're using, anytime you're threatening force against somebody, anytime you're doing
breaking
something
their
against,
property or
right, anytime you're doing something against someone's will, then you're not being peaceful.
So
I can understand.
If they're smoking crack in the park.
I think that there should be no such thing as public property, first and foremost. So I think that you should be free to smoke crack, and I think that that putting somebody in a jail cell for smoking crack is outrageous.
Really?
Yeah, don't you?
I think that's outrageous for you to say something like
that. Where's the victim?
Oh, there's plenty of victims.
Really? Who's a victim from? Huh?
There's victims all over in all of organized. Yeah, absolutely.
Who is victimized by someone smoking crack?
Kids, younger kids. Maybe
how are kids being victimized by someone smoking crack?
Younger kids walking by.
No. You missed what I said. I don't support public property, so I don't think public property should exist at all. But if somebody's smoking crack in their homes, who's the victim?
Oh, that's in their homes.
Okay, so you're okay with that happening?
We're in the park now, right?
Okay.
We're in the park with the marijuana.
Yeah.
So if they're out in the park smoking crack, and then there's little kids walking by, and they might think, "Oh, there's all these other kids doing it."
How do you feel about the idea of
for me to do?
Yeah. Well, if it's your park, then I would support you setting your rules to what should and should not happen there. But as long as we have public parks, you've got a tragedy of the commons situation where everybody owns it, but nobody owns it. So I think that if the parks were sold off, then you could prevent people from coming into your park if you owned it and doing things that you found distasteful. But as long as the property is public, I think that you should be able to be there and, you know, do whatever you please.
No, I think that's outrageous.
So
I mean,
it's not my park
thing
is what you're
saying. The stuff that would be going on in those parks, no one would be able to come out of their houses and
so it's not my park then. You're saying it's not my park.
Decent people wouldn't be able to come to those parks.
Whose park is it anyway, Steve? Whose park is it?
The people's.
But not mine, right?
If you're doing
marijuana
illegal,
in the park,
if you're doing something illegal, you should have to pay the consequences. I personally think marijuana should be legal. But while it's not legal, if you're doing it in public and you get caught, you should have to pay the consequences.
Well, you're going to be the one that pays the consequences. You understand that, right?
No, here's
how it works. If I go to jail, you're the one who's paying the consequences by paying to keep me there. I'll pay consequences, and that I don't get to be free.
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that.
I'm okay with that, yeah. Absolutely.
So I'm not.
Because where do you draw the line?
Wait a second.
You have to draw the line somewhere.
Wait a second. I'm not okay with paying for it. I'm not smoking marijuana in public, and I don't want to pay for people that are smoking marijuana in public to go to jail. but are you gonna make me pay? Are you gonna take my house away if I choose not to pay the amount of property taxes that it costs to incarcerate this dork over here in jail for whatever period of time that he has to go to jail for smoking marijuana in public?
Don't want to pay property tax?
I don't want to pay for that. It's your great idea. Why should I have to pay for your great idea? If you want to incarcerate him, you pay for it.
Well, it's society's idea.
No, you just said it was your idea. You see, this is the problem with democracy, is I might be in the 49% who doesn't, along with you, actually, because you said you wanted to be legal, but you and I might be in the 49% of people that don't want to deal with it, but instead, 51% of the people that decide to go to vote for, you know, these people that claim that they're, you know, leading us or whatever, they just get to make whatever rules they want, and if you don't go along with it, they take your house away. Isn't that crappy?
Yeah. Like I said, I agree with a lot that you guys have to say on
Thanks,
the show.
Steve. Appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you
for the call. We got to move on. We got to get Troy on the line here in Tallahassee. Liz, I think he's in Tallahassee. Troy, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you there?
All right. Yeah, I'm here. How you guys doing?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight, Troy?
Well, not much. Just first of all, hey, good job on the geography shout out last segment, saying, you know, referencing the state capital here. So.
Oh, I used to live there.
Okay, but you know, I guess I had a couple of points, but I came on a little bit late, so I wanted to ask just quickly, what was the, you know, in the story, you know, what was the proximity that they were in terms of, you know, doing what they were doing near the families and all of that?
Well, the way it works is for the past month or so here in Keene, in the central, there's a very centralized area right in the heart of downtown Keene that, I mean, there's a big focus. All the roads come to this point, and there's, you know, five different roads. So this is the main point. And there's a park in the center of this roundabout where everybody's been smoking cannabis on a daily basis and for the most part have been left alone by the police. So today there's this huge pumpkin fest that has moved into downtown Keene, and they've pretty much taken over the park. So the cannabis smoking activists decided that they were going to move from the park, since there's not much room there at this point, to move from the park across the street in front of City Hall. And City Hall is a place where young innocent eyes should not be allowed, because there's awful, horrible things that happen there. So we figured that would be a safe place to be for smoking cannabis, to stay, you know, to keep away from the families. But you know, we weren't putting it in anybody's faces. I mean, I had a megaphone, so I guess you could.
Putting it in people's faces. Please don't diminish that.
But
if you've got a megaphone
in faces.
And you're standing, you could have gone anywhere in the town. You decided to be on Central Square.
Nobody was blowing it in anyone's faces. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, they weren't chasing after people and blowing it in their faces.
Does that answer your question, Troy?
Yeah, it does. And I appreciate, you know, that you moved away from where it was. Although, I mean, does that get to the point of, you know, if it wasn't really crowded and you kind of just out of necessity needed to move, you know, would they have moved or what?
Well,
you know,
I'd like to make it clear, when he says that they moved, that they moved from the center of the action to the periphery of the action. They were across the crowd where the crowds were.
Right.
I mean, they were
across the street.
Across the street. The street is shut down and filled with people. It's not like there's cars. Zoom, 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 separating them from the action.
Well,
they're on the periphery of the action.
Should we be ashamed of smoking cannabis, Mark? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that
go hide behind some, you know, some other location where no one can see you cannabis smokers. You're an embarrassment to society.
The claim was that they went out to get arrested. They got arrested. I am neither shocked nor appalled.
All right.
My recommendation was don't go.
You guys are you're in downtown Tallahassee during a downtown get down or something like that, and you move over to City Hall. So, but anyways, okay. So my points I wanted to make, you know, basically, you know, everybody, you have your, you know, if you want to go on the routes of saying that someone has their free will to do what they want to do, don't we have to agree that you can't, you know, whatever it is that you want to do because it's your free will can't really impede on someone else's liberty as well?
Yeah, I would say that you should leave people alone. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I mean, if it's, you know, if it was the consensus of the folks in that area at the pumpkin festival that they didn't want to be around that kind of activity, isn't that reasonable?
Well, actually, we were surrounded by a crowd of people that was booing when the police arrested those folks. So it seemed to me that the consensus of the people in the immediate vicinity was very, very in favor of the cannabis smoking.
Okay.
But the booing, I know you had another point, I'll bring it back. But the booing didn't stop the police. So it was clear that a majority of the people that were in the area, just regular folks, I don't know who they were just all standing around watching. And they were not in favor of what the police were doing, but that didn't stop the cops from enforcing their law. It's the law. I'm doing my job. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And again, we will take your calls about anything tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy stuff like the chat room, chat.freetalklive.com. Get you right to it. You'll find people in there usually during the show, but it's open 24 hours. chat.freetalklive.com. Do you hate going back to the car over and over again to retrieve your grocery bags? I can tell you I do, but I don't have to hate
it
anymore.
It's a pain to make more than one trip.
Yeah, I don't hate it anymore because it's only one trip for me now. I use Totasack, totasack.com, T-O-T-A-S-A-K. It's a neat little handle they made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States, and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to totasack.com to learn more about it. Get yourself a family pack. You will wonder why you never had these before. TOTASAK.com.
It's the neatest little tool you never knew you needed.
Yep, Totasack. They carry more than you can, a lot more. In fact, we're going to give you the opportunity coming up here at some point tonight to win yourself a two-pack of the Totasack. So you can see exactly what it is we're talking about here. All right, we're going to continue with your phone calls. Troy dropped off the line, unfortunately, but we've been talking about some arrests that were made here in Keene, New Hampshire today, which is where we do this radio program from. People were arrested for smoking cannabis in public at the Pumpkin Fest. It's this yearly event that happens. Very, very popular. Thousands of people come into this little town, 25,000, the population like quintuples or something like that. There's all kinds of people from all over the place that come here. And the cannabis smoking has been going on a daily basis at 4:20 in the afternoon every single day. And for the most part, the police have been leaving them alone until today when they promised they would crack down. And indeed, they did crack down. And somebody called in earlier saying, well, what about smoking crack in the park? Well, you know, I can see how that would be distasteful, and I can see that you don't want a bunch of junkies laying around in the park getting, you know, shooting heroin up. I can understand that. And that's why I would say that, well, I think that that park should be privately owned. That way, private owners can decide for themselves what to allow and what to disallow.
Right, and I'm sort of on the fence on this particular issue. I think I think that it does, in some cases, take civil disobedience to get from here to freedom. And, you know, depending on the issue, you know, sort of is whether I think it's appropriate or not. And I would really, I guess I'd ask people who are trying to, you know, want to see marijuana legal, like that caller, how would you get marijuana to be legal? Now, I've seen some...
You can beg.
You can
run for office.
Going through the political process. And, you know, in some cases,
that'll take decades.
But it depends on... It just depends on the sort of the atmosphere where you are.
True.
Think that in the case of the civil disobedience here in New Hampshire, that that maybe the civil disobedience that's going on might be detrimental to the medical marijuana fight that's going on at the same time. And I would have recommended, say, hey, on the 29th of October, let's start it back up. But that's just my personal opinion, and I can't control those people.
No, nobody's in charge.
However, but you keep on going back, and the other people that, you know, make those decisions to go back every day.
Because it's the right thing to do.
Yeah, it's the right thing to do. I think that, but when it comes to activism, I think that there's a time and a place, and I don't think that Pumpkin Fest was that time or that
Seems
place.
Like an ideal time and an ideal place. There were people all over the place, and the last caller, Troy, was making, and I know he had another point, so he's welcome to call back, but the last caller, Troy, was talking about, well, if the consensus of the people there is that they don't want you there, then you shouldn't be there. Essentially, that's what he was saying. So if the consensus is, let's take the marijuana out entirely. Let's just use the example of the one maniac with a megaphone in public, right? Because I could have just been by myself down there talking through a megaphone about how government's awful.
Instead, you're
like
a maniac
that.
With a megaphone in public. You're not just one.
No, that's what I'm talking about, being in public with a megaphone. Let's pretend the marijuana thing wasn't happening. Is it okay for a consensus of people to say, get that guy out of here if you're on public property?
I think that there's time and place for people with a megaphone and times and places when they shouldn't be. I think that if you just want to wander down to Central Square with a megaphone during the day, okay. I don't
so
know
you're
that you
saying
have a lot of friends.
Screw freedom of speech,
but
right, Mark? That's what you're saying now. Earlier you were in favor of putting people in jail cells.
About?
Now you said there's a time and a place. It's public. It's public property. I have a megaphone. I should be able to go down there anytime I want to and talk on it.
Like 10 p.m. at night? What about 2 p.m.? 2 a.m.
Tragedy of the commons, Mark.
Oh, you suck.
So what you're saying is that people that work during the daytime shouldn't have the ability to go out with a megaphone.
You are assaulting those people with your... I mean, that's what sound waves are. They move through the air. They
Why
strike.
Isn't it an assault at 10 o'clock at night but not at 10 in the morning?
Because they're trying to sleep,
What
man.
About the people that are trying to sleep at 10 in the morning?
Look, man,
so what you're saying is those people
you,
are better than... you're saying first
care.
Shifters are better than third shifters?
The people... Nighttimes were meant for sleeping.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Dan in New Hampshire, listening to WKBK here in Keene. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me on today. I had followed the three gentlemen into the city hall here in Keene after they had been arrested. And I followed two of my other companions. They have refused to be identified, so they're not being processed. We'll just identify them as Liberty and Freedom. Okay, so my two companions, Liberty and Freedom, were in there, and they were being accosted by the state troopers that were in there that were being very unprofessional, very mean. I still have marks on my wrists where I was handcuffed. I explained to them the handcuffs were too tight, but the cruelty behind the little velvet glove that they've got is still that iron fist, and it's out there, and it pounded on at least three of my friends today. You know, I was fortunate enough to bond out. But one cop was very arbitrary. He's the state trooper. He's like, you can go now. He says, get out of the building. And I didn't know that we could be arrested for being in the building in the first place. There was no sign saying that we would be arrested. And it was the city hall, which we go into all the time. I assumed that it had been open.
Wasn't there a sign on the door that said something like no unauthorized access?
Yeah, there was, but I didn't notice it. It was kind of small. No bigger than a pack of smokes, really. I mean, you know, I didn't know. You know?
Hell, I guess it's really no difference than all the laws, because most people have not read any of the laws, even the ones that say that you can't smoke marijuana.
How are you to know that you weren't authorized? I mean, you're a tax-paying person just like anybody else. It's our building.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we be authorized to go in our own building?
It's very true. And those guys, I'm really concerned for my friends Freedom and Liberty and the other gentleman that didn't bond out, that was one of the 420 protesters that got arrested. They're not going to identify themselves, and they're basically going to say, hey, you know, we haven't done anything wrong. We don't have to. And it's sticking me.
We know what happens in that case, Dan. We know that because our friend Sam, one of the other activists in the area, Sam from ObscuredTruth.com, was arrested earlier this year and held in a jail cell indefinitely for refusing to identify himself. So even though they claim you have a right to remain silent, the other part of that they don't tell you is that they have a right to hold you as long as they effing want to. And that's what they're going to do here.
Yeah.
It's thanks, Dan. Anything else you want to share?
No, just that the thing is that they're going to have some headaches on their hands and stuff. They want to keep this going. I think they just need to drop it right now. They need to leave peaceful people alone and forget they ever saw us. Because if not, then there's going to be crimes that they've committed that they don't want brought to light.
But Dan, they were leaving you guys alone during the week, and this, you know, just this one day was the day that we knew that
there's no excuse for violence.
He said, leave them alone.
They should leave them alone.
Yeah.
They've been leaving them alone. They should have left them alone today. They could have left them alone, and then everybody would have just gone away and gone home after they'd gotten high. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, but they wanted to prove they were still in charge. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And those features include live streams, a broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, the brand new Free Talk Live listen lines are available. You can now call from any phone, anywhere, as long as you can dial long distance, and you can listen to Free Talk Live. You can get the number anytime at listen.freetalklive.com. I'll give it to you now. It's 217-238-6220. 217-238-6220. 24 hours a day, Free Talk Live over any phone with at least the ability to dial long distance, which is most of them.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has 5 days of firearms training waiting for you, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun today. That's frontsight.com.
Now, I'd just like to say, Mark, because you'd asked me during the break, that I don't personally support the idea of somebody going out with a megaphone in the middle of the night. I don't personally support that. But as long as you've got something called public property, everybody's supposed to own it, so everybody should have a right to use it in the way they see fit.
I think it's unreasonable
to think.
I think it's unreasonable to think that just because it's public property that you can treat it as if it is your own.
Then it's no one's property is what you're saying.
It more or less is.
If it's no one's property.
It's the organization known as the City of Keene.
Right. It's a criminal gang's property is really what it is.
Okay.
I mean, that's the truth of the matter.
Are you saying that if an organization of people commits a crime that they shouldn't be able to own property?
Yeah, I'm saying that their property is not legitimately theirs. It was stolen.
Okay.
Everything that the government has, everything, whether it's your state, local, or federal government, everything they have, they stole first.
Can a group of people own a piece of property together in trust?
I suppose.
That's the idea of public parks. I mean, that's what people believe public parks are.
Right, but so who are the group of people? The people calling themselves the city, right?
Well, and the city would contend that everybody who votes is involved in this organization.
No, that's not true.
But you know, in practice, I agree with you. However, the park is there for a certain purpose, and on Pumpkin Fest Day, that purpose is to display the world's largest gathering of
in the park.
Jack-o'-lanterns.
The cannabis smokers that were arrested today were across the street,
safely away from the park. If you want to win in the court of public opinion, you must conduct yourself with some level
of
aplomb.
Public opinion,
and if aplomb doesn't work, at least try sanity.
We won today, Mark, in the court of public opinion. We were surrounded by people that were watching the police arrest these peaceful cannabis smokers, and those people that were surrounding those people surrounding us, watching us, were fully in favor of what was happening as far as the cannabis smoking. They were against the police arresting those folks. They were booing when the police were arresting those
folks. Do you think it's possible that some people out there supported you guys being able to smoke in Central Square, but when it came to Pumpkin Fest, you turned those people's stomachs and changed them?
Sure that's possible.
Right. So there's some people out there that perhaps were on your side and who are now not because of the activism.
Hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles, right?
But I'm just saying, like,
we're acting like free people. If that's going to upset people, that's their problem.
Right.
Let's
You're free to smear yourself in feces running down Central Square, but you're not going
to
make any friends.
Rich, you're on Free Talk Live. Rich, in Massachusetts. You are on the air. Hello. Okay, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think
it sounds awful, too.
Thank you for the call.
Yeah, no, it's a really bad call. So we've had people calling with soundboards, and they were attempting to call and play Arnold Schwarzenegger clips there, and you could barely understand it. All right, check your levels next time, Rich. Let's go to Nick in San Jose. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I kind of feel like the whole problem or what people, there's a large contingency of people, all your callers, and Mark, you too, that are worried about the family. And I think, as opposed to worrying about the family, I think it offers a great opportunity for the family to communicate.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, it seems that overall, the more government has grown over the last 50 years, the communication and the strength of the family has kind of diminished. And I think that in situations like that, it offers a great opportunity for the family to really talk about the situation and for the parents to explain to their kids the responsibility involved in whatever's happening.
I agree completely.
Do you think that the families could talk about the responsibilities that one has in the owning of group and communal property?
I mean, I don't think the kids are going to understand it, think that you could still explain it.
I suppose you could. Nick, the way I see this is that there were people that supported these activists that, you know, before today that now don't. And I think that that is a failure in the area of public relations, which I think is the number one battleground that these activists are fighting on these
days. What about all the people that supported what we did today? We're surrounded by them.
You had them already.
No.
You did.
There were people there I'd never recognized, I'd never seen before in my life.
There's so many crevices of opinion. You're bound to step on toes no matter what you do. So you really got to fight for the concept and the idea as opposed to the individual or the specific situation. And specific situations are involved in the whole concept and idea, so you have to do these things in order to jolt people's ideas and shock them to some extent so that they think, because otherwise people just go day to day with just not really thinking. And when you finally correct them for thinking,
all they think is, what a bunch of jerks.
Well, that's their own problem. They're missing the point. And what are you going to do? I mean, you can't change everybody's mind.
You can't.
And as you guys have spoken about on the show before, it's going to take a small percentage of the population waking up.
Is there such thing as bad activism, where one does something that one would be free to do, however, they do it in a way that is so distasteful and in such poor form that they shouldn't have done it in the first place, as far as your opinion goes?
To be absolutely honest, the only one that I ever saw was the one where the guy, I can't remember his name, in New Hampshire, went and tilled the land. And I think that it just appeared off base, and it appeared with the rifle and such, just to be kind of in all different directions as opposed to something specific. But even then, I'm not going to really have a problem with it because this communicable property idea is so flawed and it's got so many problems that what's right and what's wrong? Where do you draw the line?
Thanks, Nick, for the call tonight. I appreciate the thoughts, and I tend to agree with what he's saying. Yes, Mark, there are certainly some activism forms that are better and more effective than others, but I don't think that you should go into doing something that is inherently right, and that is standing in a public place smoking cannabis. I don't think that you should go into that being all concerned for what some people who are cowards and ignorant will think about it. I mean, the whole excuse that, it's because of the children, is really just an excuse for people that don't know what the hell they're talking about or are too frightened to be intellectually honest to their kids. They've told their kids a story, and the story is, little Billy, you need to know that marijuana is bad because it's illegal. It's bad.
Well,
and
marijuana is bad for you because it's bad to ingest, to smoke a combusted plant material into your lungs.
But they don't tell their kids that. Well, they just say it's illegal, so it's bad.
Well, you don't know what they're saying. Are you speaking for those people?
You're right.
Shut your damn mouth.
The DARE class. That's what DARE says. DARE says, it's illegal, it's bad, kids. And so then their parents back them up, and then when they see somebody smoking a joint in public, they might ask, well, Mommy, what's that? What's going on over there? Oh, well, those are people smoking cannabis. Well, what does that mean? Well, they're changing their consciousness. They're altering their state of mind. And some people say that that's bad. Well, didn't you say that smoking is bad? Well, yes, I did. Why don't you just be honest with your kids? Why don't you just tell your kids that cannabis is not as dangerous?
Why don't you leave me and my kids alone?
Why don't you just tell them the truth about cannabis and that it's
not
as dangerous as alcohol?
It's none of your business what I want to tell my kids. See, that's the thing.
You're telling me it's...
You get out there, you get out there with the activism, and you shove it in people's faces.
We were standing to the sky.
Outrageous. It's outrageous. No, I'm not outraged. Sorry, I'm just not outraged.
Right. What you're saying is, Mark, that your family is more important than me.
I think that I should be able to go to the Little Pumpkin Festival in Keene, New Hampshire, without having a bunch of activists,
hold it on private property.
I don't hold the Pumpkin Fest.
Well, then you're going to have to deal with people being free there.
Well,
then you're going to have to deal. You're going to have to explain it. No, it happened, and people were smoking cannabis in public. And if your kids see it, you're going to have to explain it to them. And I hope that you'll be honest with them and tell them that those people are smoking cannabis, and they're regular people just like you and I. They just want to alter their state of consciousness. There's nothing wrong with what they do. And the drug they're doing is far less dangerous than alcohol. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free handgun.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try liquid zeolite today.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. It's the Saturday edition of the show, and tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we need your vote this month and every month. Once a month, though, that's all we're asking, is that you go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's one way for you to really help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around, not get on more radio stations, but voting for the show helps push us up to the top of the voting competition that we have every month over at podcasttally.com. Now, last time I looked, we were in first place, but it was a very tenuous lead. And we need your votes at vote.freetalklive.com to help keep the lead, help push us up as far in advance of the pack as possible so we can finish the month at number one. So if you don't mind, if you're in front of your computer or will be later, please go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is your email address, and it's one really quick, easy way to help Free Talk Live out. Makes a big difference. Vote.freetalklive.com.
And, during these troubled economic times, it's probably a good idea to have a certain amount of gold and silver on hand, right where you can put your hands on it. It's as a hedge against inflation in case, things go terribly wrong with the economy. It's difficult to know. The Federal Reserve has been printing an incredible amount of little dollar bills, and that means that the ones you have are going to be worth less. So I've consulted an expert and put together a page where our listeners can buy gold and silver, ones that I've picked out as good choices that are at great prices. And all you have to do is go to gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Rest assured that you're getting the best prices that you can on these things. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to your phone calls. Ladies first, Evelyn is listening to WKBK in Keene, New Hampshire. Evelyn, you're on Free Talk Live. Evelyn,
hi.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm trying to be very open-minded about this whole thing, but last they knew, marijuana was illegal.
That's right. Some people have written down some words on paper saying that it's very, very naughty.
Okay. And I don't feel that our law enforcement is doing their job if they're not enforcing the law.
How many people are you willing to put in cages who smoke marijuana?
I'm not willing to put anybody in cages. I'm just saying that it is against the law. Not to say that they can't make it legal. I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is we have a law and we're not enforcing it. I'm just wondering if I had a bunch of friends that wanted to go down to the gazebo, wherever they're doing this, right in the middle of Central Square, mm-hmm. that wanted to have a beer after work at night. Could they do that? Because that's
I think
legal.
They should. As long as they throw their cans away, I think they should.
Yeah, they shouldn't litter.
Well, but you know what? I bet our law enforcement would be down there in a heartbeat.
Well, and probably not. They may, and what that's kind of the Evelyn the idea there is that what you're saying is that well you'll beat us, so you should beat that other slave over there. And I think that I think that you should be free to consume alcohol in public if it's legal. Then why the heck can't you walk down with it down Main Street? I mean, it's distasteful to see somebody drunk and lying in the gutter, and nobody wants to see that.
Absolutely not.
But I don't think that most people that drink are going to lie in gutters.
Yeah, most people are responsible with their drinking.
Mm-hmm. So I think if there's a law out there, it ought to be enforced. And I'm not saying one way or the other that it's right, it's wrong, or indifferent. I'm just saying that if we have a law, it ought to be enforced.
Don't you think that that's kind of mindless, though? I mean, don't you think that it would make more sense for the enforcers of the law to actually look at the law and say, this is a bad law. We're not going to enforce this.
But do you think this is the right way to change a law?
Well, I'll answer your question if you answer mine. Don't you think that it would make more sense for the enforcers of the law to look at the laws they're being asked to enforce and say, that's not a very good law. We are not going to enforce that.
I think that's a matter of opinion, but I think your point is good. I think that if it's something that people feel is not a good law, they should look at it.
So you're saying that you believe that if the law enforcers believe it's a bad law, they should ignore that?
Say that again, please.
If the law enforcement officers believe that a certain law is a bad law, should they or should they not enforce it?
Are they saying that it's a bad law?
I'm not getting specific. I'm just asking you a question in general. Do you think you'd made the statement that if it's the law, it should be enforced? And I'm saying that's a mindless, kind of an automaton statement that is just, I'm just doing my job enforcing the law. When in point of fact, we know that law enforcement officers can use discretion. They can say, I don't feel like enforcing this law today, so I'm not going to. And if they look at a law and they say, this is a terrible law, we're not going to enforce these laws. These laws are hurting people. Don't you think that's the right thing to do rather than just mindlessly enforcing whatever's been written down?
Well, yes. So I'm just saying that if something's legal, I ought to be able to go downtown and do it, right?
If something is legal. If something is legal.
Seems like you should be able to go downtown.
Yeah, why not?
Evelyn, here's a few weird laws from New Hampshire.
Wait a minute, though. Here's another question for you. Why do we have laws, then?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, there are different kinds of laws. First of all, there's natural law that you can't escape from, the law of actions and consequences. Then there are man laws that are written down by men and women that you and I probably don't know that have gone to the state capitol or Washington, D.C. to write.
For instance, you may not tap your feet, nod your head, or in any way keep time to the music in a tavern, restaurant, or cafe in the state of New Hampshire.
Should that be enforced?
You may not run machinery on Sundays in the state of New Hampshire.
Should that be enforced?
As a matter of fact, on Sundays, you may not relieve yourself while looking towards heaven, Evelyn.
Should those laws be enforced, Evelyn?
Yeah.
Yes?
You
really
think that people should be arrested for operating a car on Sunday?
No, absolutely not.
That's the law in New Hampshire. And law enforcement officers that aren't doing it are not doing their jobs then, according to the logic you're using.
All right, I guess my main point was if we're going to allow things to happen that are illegal, we should allow things to happen that are legal. Right. I mean, I just think it's opening a big can of worms.
What things that are legal are not being allowed? You're saying that things so you're saying that people should be able to imbibe alcohol in public. I agree with you.
Well, Evelyn, I think that the point you're making has some foundation. However, I don't think that the people would be out there smoking marijuana in Central Square if it was legal to do in restaurants and coffee bars or something like it is in Amsterdam. You wouldn't be having trouble.
I might go out and
smoke a joint.
Seems
unlikely that anyone would care.
I think that a lot more information needs to be given out on marijuana. You know what I mean? Because I personally don't know a whole lot about it.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. Well,
it seems to be coming up, and you know.
I agree with you. I think that people do need to be informed about it, and I'm glad you called in tonight, and I thank you for the call.
Thank you, Evelyn.
It was relatively level-headed, good discussion. I think that people do need to be informed about marijuana, and you don't want to get your information from the government because they are lying to you.
Sometimes they'll tell the truth.
Yeah, it's hard to catch them telling the truth. There was one government study.
They'll tell you it's addictive, and that's
not true.
Yeah, right. The science says again and again and again that it's not. It's no more addictive than anything else in the world. You
right.
may be able to form a habit. However, some people form habits more readily than others. And what they call that is psychological addiction. There's no such thing as psychological addiction. Addiction is either a physical ailment or it is not.
Psychological addiction is something you like to do.
Yes.
Right?
So I'm psychologically addicted to listening to music. Or
exactly.
psychologically addicted to
doing
having a candy bar at a certain time of day.
Right. Exactly. And people do need to learn about marijuana, and the place to learn about it is not from a government propaganda website. It's go to arrowid.org. That is, I think, the hub, the central location that people can go to learn about all kinds of drugs and chemicals and things like that, ERowid.org. But suffice it to say that the things that the statists, the people that are in charge, the authorities, have been saying about marijuana, most of them just not true. Okay, yeah, it's not a good idea to smoke things. Just in as a general concept, not a good idea to inhale combusted plant material or combusted anything into your lungs. Okay, that's true. That
However, marijuana is probably better than some things that you could inhale that would be combusted.
Well,
I was just lighting a fire and using a little bit of old motor oil as a accelerant today, and whoa, boy, that's you
not good.
Inhale that.
Right. And in fact, in point of fact. From what I understand, no one has ever had a death trace to the use of marijuana. Not even cancer. In fact, they've even found that marijuana...
To ingesting it, I think that you certainly could find people that have used poor judgment while on marijuana and have done dumb things.
I'm talking about... People do dumb things all the time. I'm talking about death from marijuana. Death by the use of marijuana. Death by too much marijuana. Death by the long-term use of it. They just don't happen. If somebody has lung cancer, they're a cigarette smoker. Check it out. Look at the numbers. Look at the statistics. If you have lung cancer, odds are good you didn't get it from smoking marijuana.
Yeah, it just doesn't affect the lungs in the same way.
Yeah, now, I'm not saying it's going to clean up the cancer from your lungs, but there have been things that studies have suggested that marijuana has an anti-cancer effect.
There's certainly more so than tobacco.
Hey, we've got to do a giveaway here. We still have a third hour coming up. There's more Free Talk Live on the way. Your calls about anything, if you're on the line, we'll get to you at 800-259-9231. That's not the number you need for the giveaway. We're giving you a two-pack of the Totisac. It will make it so much easier for you to carry the groceries in from the car. You're going to wonder why you've never had one before. If you're the third caller at 603-435-1105, 603-435-1105, third caller, getting a two-pack of the Totisac. Go and see him for yourself at totasak.com. Third caller right now. The 603-435-1105 is the winner. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.